What's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new spanking episode of the Cologne Podcast.
Yeah, unless you're listening to this months after we recorded it, in which case it's an old episode. But either way, thanks for joining us. I'm Mike.
And I'm Ryan. Hello from the past into the future.
Yes. We're just two best friends. We're smelling fragrances. We're on a lifelong journey to explore the tantalizing sensations of fragrances. And as we do it, we're giving you uneducated opinions.
That's right, because we're not experts.
We're not.
In fact, we're losers, right?
Yeah, well, that's what my family says, at least. Today, we're checking out the impudent cousin Matthew.
Ooh.
Yes, from Penhaligon, I think is how we say it.
That sounds about right.
Okay. Well, either way, I've got a review from Cheeky Chap off Fragrantica.
God, it's our favorite website. I say it every time, but I mean it.
Yeah.
We stalk every last one of you suckers on there.
Yeah. If you've got handles and you're leaving negative reviews, we know you.
Personally.
All right. This one comes from Cheeky Chap. He says, fresh, soapy, and green, very similar to Mugler cologne. It's a nice fragrance, if a bit fleeting. Where Mugler cologne lasts around 3 hours on me, this makes it to around four.
Hmm.
Only drawback is it's 7 times more expensive at retail.
Damn.
Stick with Mugler cologne. Your bank manager will thank you for it. That's from Cheeky Chap.
Well, Cheeky Chap might have some truth there.
Maybe. We're going to find out. But first, Ryan, let's take a trip back in time. Our one-night stand review of Creed's Aventus cologne. Hit it, Todd.
Yeah. One-night stand review.
Okay, Mike, you've been in this bed many times, and you always do the walk of shame when you come out.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I'm not really shameful on this one. Maybe I'm shameful at how we treated it towards the end of the podcast.
Yeah, we both... It's so weird. Creed is seriously a baffling fragrance house.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's from batch to batch. I don't know if there's an inconsistency. I don't know what's going on. But we get into the episode yesterday, okay? We're sitting there and we found ourselves really liking the Aventus cologne.
Yes.
And it started coming back a little stronger. And I don't know what has happened in the beginning, but it really wasn't that loud. And it did get a little louder. Again, I think the price point is crazy for it.
Still too high.
Yeah.
Still too high. But when we put it on, so how I did it, I sprayed my left hand with Aventus cologne. I sprayed my right hand with Aventus.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the day, I just kind of sniffed back and forth.
Yeah.
Longevity-wise, I got more out of the cologne than I did out of Aventus.
100%.
Which is blowing my mind, first of all.
Yeah.
Because there's less like smoky base in it to carry it out. It's really more citrus and citrus alone.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it throughout the day. I was shocked.
I was too. And I remember we talked about, I didn't like that it kind of reminded me of like a polo scent for a minute. And then it's like that went away and it got back to what it was.
It got better.
Yeah.
It starts off nice. Then it kind of dips down.
Yeah.
And it dips into something wacky. Then it comes back up more tobacco-y.
Yeah.
And it lasts longer. But whenever I say it lasts, I'm seriously lifting my hand up and sniffing it. It's not like I got wafts of it as I was walking around doing stuff.
Maybe it is one of those fragrances where you just lace up on it and we'd know maybe a little bit better about it. We're getting decants on this.
We're getting decants. Not only that, but who's going to lace up on it? Well, unless you're a wealthy man, who's going to be lacing up on it at nearly $400
for 50 mil? I don't know, dude, but it ain't this man. I'll tell you that right now.
It's not us. It's nice. I like it. It's very light.
Yeah.
It would be a great summertime fragrance if you're hanging out with somebody you're intimate with and you're going to be close to them, doing a little Netflix and chill, mid-afternoon delight sort of a thing.
Yeah.
You could spray it on pretty thick,
yeah,
but it would still wouldn't be overpowering. But at the same time, you really got to be a rich man or woman.
Yeah, I agree with all those points. I really can't rebuttal or add anything to it. I mean, that's just the truth.
The best thing about Aventus cologne was probably our intro to the episode.
To say we had fun with that is an understatement, and to the point of...
Get butt naked, Grandpa!
I don't even think... When we were done with it, we were just like, I don't even care if anybody likes this or not. We just enjoyed doing it.
Yeah.
I don't care if a single fucking one of you like it.
We do care.
Man, we do.
We do this for you.
Yeah.
And partly for our enjoyment, but also... We want to give you fun, entertaining content.
Yeah.
That keeps you coming back going, something about these guys I really like.
Yeah. So, you know what? Let us know at The Cologne Podcast what you thought about that. Was it too much or did you have fun with it?
Yeah. Is it like, hey, guys, really, we don't need you guys trying to boost your voice acting careers. We just want you to get to the fragrances. Let us know. TheColognePodcast@gmail.com. Now, Ryan, let's get on to our scent of the day, Penhaligon's The Impudent Cousin Matthew.
Impotent or impudent?
I'm impotent, man.
All right, let's spray it up, man.
Let's do it.
You hit it first or me?
I want you to.
Okay.
I want you to spray those beautiful mandarin petagreen and patchouli notes all over your hand.
I am worried, though, that they said it's a green soapy fragrance. That worries me because I'm not like big on those. Here we go. Man, this thing's pretty nice.
I've seen some people compare it to Neroli Portofino, and that's exactly what I smell.
That is exactly what I smell, too. So, I mean, I like that.
You know what? It's got a little bit more of that stank on the end of it, though.
Man, this is pretty sharp. I mean, if this is supposed to be a green fragrance, this would probably be one of the first green fragrances that I would say off top. Don't know what it's going to dry down to, but off top, I'm like, yeah, it's pretty legit.
So what I just said, people mostly list it as those three notes, right? Mandarin, petagreen, whatever the hell that is, and patchouli.
Thought it was like pedigree, like dog chow.
The dog food? Maybe.
It may be. Whatever it is, this shit smells good.
It smells kind of like there's lemon or something in there. Maybe that's what I'm kind of getting from the combination. But if somebody goes, you know, they come up behind me and they go, everybody down on the ground. And then they're like, smell this. What's in? If I were to smell it, I'd go, is there, I don't know, lemon? Lemon or wine?
Lemon, man?
I don't know. What are you wearing? A stinky Neroli Portofino?
Dude, I kind of like, I think I may like this better.
Really?
Dude, it's pretty sick.
You get 4 hours out of it, you're going to get longer life than Neroli Portofino.
Does that one die out pretty quick? I can't remember.
I feel like on me it did.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does smell good.
Man, one thing I got to say about this is that I love the bottle. Because it looks like a little stumpier version of Mancera bottles, but this one particular, and you said they all have different caps, but this one has like a duck cap on it, and it looks pretty sick.
Yeah.
Man, I think I'd like to have this on the shelf, man.
Man, you're going to be spending nearly 400, right?
Really?
I thought that's what it was, 400.
No way.
Let me see.
If that's the case, they might be out their goddamn mind.
Sorry, 300 for a 75 mil.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, God, that bottle is sick, though.
It's got like that old school vibe of that Neroli type smell.
Which I do love. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a fan of that.
No, I do too. I dig it.
I can see where they say it gets soapy, but really this is like old school soapy, which you just said, I agree. It is something that, I don't know, it's just something from my past. It feels like since back then were really like in your face. We kind of talked about that, especially during the 80s.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like it's just kind of unapologetic. And I do love loud shit like that.
I really do like this smell. Now, I bought Tom Ford's Neroli Portofino Aqua, which they were running a deal on it. I got it at Ulta for under $100 for a 50 mil of that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So I think it normally runs closer to 150. I got it for 90 something bucks.
Man, this thing is pretty sharp. Came out in 2019. It didn't trend for a while, and it might have been because
a YouTuber hadn't got a hold of it yet.
Either that or let's see a specific date. I wonder if it was launched right towards the end, but right as the pandemic was kind of starting.
Yeah.
Because anything that's been launched between that time and now has had hardly any traction. And we're seeing a lot of things starting to pop up. And it's like, man, and this is one. It's freaking shooting to the moon. These stonks are huge, man.
Yeah.
So I can see why. It's a pretty sharp smell.
Well, who's wearing this?
It's not me. I know that. As much as I like it, it's not me.
I know exactly who is wearing it.
Take us to Funky Town.
We have a friend of the podcast named Allison.
Oh.
And I believe the man in her life is wearing this.
Really?
Yes, that's what she said in the email.
Oh, okay. Well, you know more than I know.
She emailed me over at thecolognepodcast@gmail.com. that's a little inside joke. I don't know if you've caught it, but a few episodes back, Ryan was referring to our Instagram as his Instagram.
Oh, my God. A simple misslip of formality, and I'm going to have it held over my head till I fucking die. I'll be on my tombstone or something.
That's how relationships work, Ryan.
But no, so you got an email, and this is who, I mean, was it like a gift or something, or this is what he wears all the time?
I think she is a fragrance enthusiast.
Okay.
If I remember the email correctly, it's been a minute since I've read it.
Okay.
She was halfway fragrance enthusiast, got her brother turned on to fragrances, who then turned around and got her more interested in fragrances. And then she was like, you know, I've been checking out some, and I think this impudent cousin, Matthew,
yeah,
should be sprayed all over my man.
There you go. Well, I can tell you right now, it's a clean, it is definitely soapy. I don't want to say it's green. Does it feel green to you?
No, not really.
Not to me either. I just get strong soapy vibe, which isn't bad.
Yeah.
But I couldn't pull it off. I know that. Me personally, if I walked in smelling like this, I think you'd be repulsed by me.
I don't think so. I think if it's spring, summer, probably more spring, truthfully, I could smell it on you and be like, oh, he smells good. I think more what it would be one of these out of the shower, kind of spray it down and you're hanging out with Sarah for the day.
Yeah.
I think she'd go, oh, you smell nice and clean. It's a light fragrance.
Yeah.
I actually want to be beside you. Not usually the case, I'm sure.
My wife loves me, Mike, and she shows it every day.
In the strangest of ways. Because occasionally we'll drop lunch off to her.
Yeah.
And when she comes to the window, it's nothing but hatred. But in like a friendly way.
We're always trying to like get out of there quick. So we're just like, hey, here's your lunch.
We got to buy. She's in the middle of talking. You're like rolling the window up. Yep. That sounds great. Got it. Love you. Bye. Yep.
This is a weird thing to say, but I'll air out my dirty laundry.
Do it.
I'm not a big fan of, it's kind of like that Seinfeld episode where they don't like mingling each other's worlds, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, I don't like you to see her and I's relationship and how we interact with each other. And the same way, I don't really care for her to see how me and you interact. It's really weird.
It's like
she's getting a peep into my universe and you're getting a peep
part
into
of your world. This is the second time on the podcast I sang a different song. I have kids, okay? It's fine.
It's like if you see a weakness in me, I'm like you're in the passenger seat going, he bleeds.
Yes. I'm like, sweep the leg.
But enough about that. Yes, I think she would sit by me and enjoy the smell.
I like it. I really do. Occasionally, I will wear Neroli Portofino Aqua by Tom Ford. But it burns out really quick.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's the cheaper version of Neroli Portofino.
Man, I really am liking this. I mean, as the kids would say, dead ass.
On fleek.
For sure.
Well, we're losers. But I think this is a nice transition into Ryan. Are you going to skip it?
Sample it?
Or buy it?
What are you going to do, Mike?
I'm skipping it.
Ooh. You done with it that quick, huh?
Man, for the money, we're pushing out 300 bones for 75 mil.
Yeah.
At retail, you can get that Neroli Portofino Aqua. Allison, if you're listening to me and you hadn't pulled the trigger yet, please go to Ulta and check out Tom Ford's Neroli Portofino Aqua.
And Allison, if you already bought it, I apologize for Mike responding to the email so long ago. It's his fault. Blame him.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our last episode here on the Cologne Podcast, because if I leave, Ryan, I'm taking it with me. Okay?
You're going to be a one-man show.
Who's coming with me? Jan. Thank you, Jan.
No, we really do try to respond to everybody's stuff so quickly. And just a little tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
We've had another huge growth spurt.
Yes, we have.
So anybody that's been messaging us, if we haven't gotten back to you like right away, I promise you.
It's coming.
It's coming. Because we do like to individually write people.
Yeah. Todd isn't going to answer emails.
Yeah. He's a weirdo.
Yeah. You really don't want to get an email from Todd. Any correspondence we get from Todd is usually like, hey, man, can you come bail me out? So I have to pick him up. He's pee soaked in the drunk tank.
Hair's disheveled.
Yeah, he got a little too mouthy with the correctional officer.
Yeah, freaking shirt's tucked into his zipper. Yeah.
Was it the Frank or the Bean, son? We're getting off topic here, but this fragrance is a cool fragrance. The only reason why I'm saying skip is it's so close to other neroli-centric fragrances that I've smelt so far.
Yeah.
I'm no fragrance expert,
yeah,
but I feel like for the price tag, you can find something a little cheaper or a higher quantity.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not going to lie. I really do like the way the bottle looks. Not that I'm a huge bottle collector, but right, this would be a weird one that I probably would if I had the money one day. I'd probably want it on the shelf. For right now, it's definitely a sample. But at the same time, I'd probably talk myself out of it just for the fact that of buying a bottle, I mean.
Yeah, for sure. You can get 100 mil of Elysium. What is it? Cologne Parfum?
Yeah, Cologne Parfum.
Yeah, 100 mil of that.
Or Parfum Cologne.
There Parfum Cologne. Sorry.
That's fine.
Go to myfragrancesamples.com, retail bottle page.
I think you're like 267 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can get 100 mil bottle of that, man.
I love that fragrance.
That's juicy, baby. If you're looking for a light summertime fragrance, I know we're getting into colder weather here, so we are too late on this, I'm afraid, dear Allison.
Yeah, our apologies.
It's Ryan's fault.
I'll take the blame. But I do want to say this. I don't like to just live in, well, it's fall, I can't wear stuff like this. If you're not wearing it, wear it.
I guarantee you I'm going to bust out Greenlee again.
Yeah. Oh, that shit's sick.
In the cold weather, I don't give a damn. But this is nice. I like it.
Yeah.
And the bottle reminds me of something like really old school. I don't know if you remember this, but growing up with my grandparents, when they would get a fragrance, it wasn't like a branded bottle. It was almost like a decorative thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Some would be like shaped like trains or like houses or just the weirdest shit. And this duck head is pretty awesome. It'd be one I'd like to have out so people could see it and go, what the hell is that?
That's what I'm saying. That's why. That's like the more of a reason why I would want to buy it more than even the smell.
Yeah.
But I feel like I would talk myself out of it because, like you said, for the price, it's like I could get Leighton or something.
Yeah, know? For $200. I mean, we need to stop using that as an example. That's why I went with Elysium, Ryan. But
I know, but Leighton is so good to us and that it smells so good. Well, the funny thing is, it's literally the most affordable one of the niches that we've talked about other than something like Mancera.
Yeah.
And neither one of us have yet to pull the trigger on it.
Ugh. You know what? For 300 bones, you could go to myfragrancesamples.com retail bottle page and get Oud for Greatness.
Yeah, that is a badass one.
Oh, man. When you start comparing prices, we've got a laundry list of fragrances we're in love with.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard to pull the trigger on Neroli Portofino Aqua 2.
Yeah.
When I could have Oud for Greatness.
Oh, Lord. Kill me.
Yeah. That's not to hate on this, Allison. No. Thank you for the recommendation to check this out. We love it. Smells great.
Yeah, I agree. And again, you know what? To somebody else, because noses and skin are different, I at least say go sample this.
Sure. We got this sample from
myfragrancesamples.com.
Check it out.
And I would say check it out. Get a sample of it. See, because you may think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread and get you 12 bottles of it because you don't ever want it to run out.
Yeah. Whenever you're done with the bottles, just send us an empty bottle. We'll put it on the shelf.
Yeah.
Like, check out that duck head. All right.
All right. If you enjoyed today's episode.
Which, I mean, it feels kind of wacky. This episode felt weird.
Oh, my God. Every fucking episode we get done with, I got to hear this shit before it gets to the cutting room floor. He's like, God, this one's going to be fucking shit. And then it comes again. He's like, wow, that's a really badass episode. I'm like, dude, just live in the moment, Mike.
Dude, take I'm not massaging in our backs that much. Going like, ooh, yeah, we're great, Brian. You know how awesome we are? Did you hear that episode? Yeah. There are days when Ryan and I just bounce back and forth. We're just so gelled together.
Yeah.
I think we might have spent a little bit too much time together before the episode, and we kind of got that out of our system a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag on how we kind of do some of this. Okay. A little bit of the magic's kind of revealed. So if you stuck around this long, you're getting a sneak peek of behind what really happens here in our life, which isn't a lot. It's kind of pathetic, but
boring lives.
But we both get together early in the morning.
Yep.
We come straight here first and
drink coffee.
Yeah. I bring him a coffee. We both sip on coffee. coffee while we're pulling together some information about what we're going to be smelling before we smell it. And Mike locks all fragrances now away from me. I can't smell them.
Yes. Not allowed to smell them anymore.
And then we
get because right I come it. In randomly some days and he's just surrounded by empty decants. He's laying his shirts off. He's laying on his back on the floor like dude's been on a weekend bender of fragrances. Had to start putting them on the top shelf.
But yes, he locks them away, and now we get into it.
I'm going to give them a little biblical reference here. We come in. It's the first thing we do. Mm-hmm. We're giving you, as they say in the Bible, our first fruits.
Yes.
That's the best. The best fruits. The first fruits. The beginning to our day when we're the best we could possibly be. We're not beaten down by life or wife or whatever. We come in, we're in a great mood, we got a hot-ass cup of coffee, and we're giving you our best. Well, today, that didn't happen.
No, we went to Sam's this morning.
We had to go to Sam's Club. That's right, we grocery shop together. People are going to hear the last episode and be like, when you said, oh, we should just get married, it's like, it sounds like they are. We're both like, hey, man, I got to go pick up some medication. Hey, me too. We're going to pick up our meds together.
First off, it's the meds for our wives. Yeah. That's even funnier part.
Yeah, yeah. So we got to go pick up the meds. And then from there, we got to go grocery shopping. So we got to do that together.
And we go to Sam's. And yeah, it's just Katie barred the door after that, man.
Oh, man. Then we ate like crazy. Oh, my God. Just drive through, just getting you sweet, crazy drinks from Starbucks. Yeah, and then we McDonald's. And
yeah, we went really ham today. So there's probably between the both of us, probably about 24,000 calories.
No doubt.
Just sitting inside of us. And we just don't have the morning juice, man.
Yeah. We show up. Ryan's had this nice, big, healthy breakfast, you know, low fat, high fiber sort of a breakfast. He comes in. You know, I'm fasted in the morning. I get that nice hot cup of coffee and we come in. Boom, baby.
Chopping down trees.
That's it. But today,
yeah,
you know, more like chopping down weeds. Okay, well, if you love great episodes like this, be sure to let us know. Send us an email, thecolognepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, and do us one big favor. Make sure to start sharing the podcast with people you know or whatever. Share it to your favorite Facebook group. Share it to your favorite subreddit community.
Yeah, start spamming people's comment sections.
Yeah, get to where people just start blocking you.
Yeah. I mean, people do that to our comment sections. They're always putting like, hey, looking for a good time? Check out my OnlyFans. You know, that sort of stuff. I mean, at least give some spam content people would really love, like two fat guys in a fragrance podcast. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. All right. We love you guys. And until next time,
spray it up, y'all.